This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm Jeff. Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and. No, seriously, you guys know the drill. I should have to tell you this every time we go back on. Go check it out on the website. Again, therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. You know, be involved, right? Be engaged. Seriously, no joke. And you want to be involved and engaged. That's how you get informed. Otherwise, you just spew in party line. You really don't have a clue as to what's going on. You know, this is, we're going to do a whole bunch of college campus crazies and other things that are going on that you need to know about. You need to know where your money is going. When you send these kids to campus, my God, you should hear a big flushing sound. So, 'cause that's about how it's going to work. Let me see. The first one isn't a college thing. But I'm not in agreement on this. Seriously. So up on the Todd Starnes website, Todd has an article, a piece up there that says, "Praise God, President Trump pledges to restore prayer in school." Well, first off, prayer is already in school. Okay, kids in California anyway, of all places California, but according to federal law, kids can pray at school. There's no law against it. So let's not make something that isn't true as if it is true. So he announced at a campaign rally in Miami that he would take action to restore prayer in public schools. The president made an announcement at the launch of the coalition of evangelical Trump supporters. Right? He said, "Very soon I'll be taking action to safeguard students and teachers' First Amendment rights to pray in our schools. They want to take that right along with many other ones away from us, and I'm not going to let them." I appreciate that. I get what he's saying, and I appreciate that. But here's the deal. They can, as long as the kids lead it, as long as the kids start it, general prayer is allowed in school. When I say general, they can pray in the name of Jesus. That's okay. Again, as long as it's led by them. You can't have an evangelical come to Jesus fest, but they can't pray. So this is why I say to you, you got to be really careful how we call this stuff out. I want to make sure that we're not spewing untruths, right? And Christian educators who worked in public schools faced incredible oppression and backlash during the Obama administration. That's true. One teacher was threatened because she had a private conversation about prayer with a colleague. Yeah, we used to do these stories, remember? Just crazy stuff. When it came down to what the teachers, a kid would say, "Where do you get that saying?" Well, it's actually a biblical, it's out of the Bible, it's a scripture. Really, what is it? They tell them what the scripture is and they explain what it means, and they can be brought up on charges. They can be suspended at school for doing stuff like that, the teachers, that is. So I can see fixing that, but let me really scare you for a minute. If the government gets too involved in prayer in school, for my California listeners, can you imagine Governor Gavin Newsom's coming up with a prayer that all of the kids would have to say in the morning when they started? Right? Because that's what it used to be, right? Government-led prayer. Can you see that, oh great and holy governor? We thank thee for all the benefits you've bestowed upon us. The crappy food that you give us for lunch at the schools. I mean, really, seriously. Now, Todd Starnes has written about this extensively. If you get it, you know, describe his new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. He said he recounted how one school came under attack after they prayed for a football coach's ailing daughter. I mean, the ones take the biggest beat in other sports teams. They're not supposed to pray before. They're not supposed to pray after. They keep talking about separation of church and state. By the way, that doesn't exist. You know, if you guys would do your homework, you hear me say this all the time. I don't say it every time we talk about it. But if you do your homework, you find out it wasn't supposed to be a separation of church and state the way you think. Pretty much every one of the original colonies, every one of the original states actually had in their constitution called out what their religion was. And it wasn't supposed to be the state. The states were left up to do what they wanted to do. It was the federal government that couldn't impose a religion on the states and or the people. Why is this so hard to figure out? Right? In America, we don't worship government. We worship God. President Trump said... Now, here's the thing about the guy. He's not a godly man. He's a, man, let me tell you what something, people. He, the man is more godly than President, ex-presidential Blamo. Yeah, go ahead. Let that sink in. What did Oblamo do that protected the rights of Christians and or other religions other than the obvious one? What did he do? What did he do to protect them? I'm sorry. I'm finding more and more and more my friends on the hard left. I'm seeing the hypocrisy, the hate. And that's what it is. The hate is bringing out the hypocrisy in you. Because you let Obama get away with everything. There wasn't anything that he couldn't get away with that wasn't good for humanity, good for mankind. I'm still waiting for the seas to part, for peace to reign on the earth because of Obama. Anyway. Now, I mean, again, you had people cheering and chanting, USA, USA, right? I mean, these guys don't even want, the radicals of the left don't even want crosses in certain places. You drive through a town with a 100-year-old cross in it, and all of a sudden it's got to go because it's offensive. Hasn't been offensive for 99 years, 362 days. All of a sudden it's offensive. America was not built by religion-hating socialists. America was built by church-going, God-worshipping, freedom-loving patriots who gave up their lives because they believed that this is what God wanted. We'll talk more about this if it's on a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want you to think about something. Yeah, the Virginia lawmakers have lost their minds again. Actually, you got to have a mind to lose, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is with you people in Virginia. You're screaming and yelling about the laws that they're passing. You know, not on my watch kind of thing. But then you elect these people in. This is what I was saying earlier about the people in New York and Chicago and other places. You know, what's the outrage? You put them in there. Right? So right now, today, as of today, the Virginia lawmakers, they've banned guns at the state capitol. Does that mean that they actually banned guns, like, where their security people have guns? So they voted on Friday to ban firearms at the state capitol, the first in what is expected to be many, many, many contentious gun votes. Yeah, we already know that, right? Newly empowered Democrats who made up a majority of the Special Rules Committee voted to ban guns at the Capitol and any other legislative office for that matter. I mean, it's just amazing. They said the move was needed to protect public safety, really, because they have so many shootings inside the Capitol there, don't they? Just brain dead. But look, the voters in Virginia put these people in there, so it must be what they want, right? Public officials expressed concern about planned January 20th rallies that are set to draw huge crowds of pro-gun and gun control advocates. Gun advocates from around Virginia and even out of state have pledged to turn in force to highlight their resistance and proposed gun control measures. Democrats initially indicated that the new ban had been recommended by law enforcement. Not true. We found out don't tell anybody. They lied. No, really, a politician lied. A legislator lied to you. Can you imagine? The world's got to be coming to an end. I just have to say that this is something that's been recommended by our Capitol Police, and I think there are times when we sort of have to trust what law enforcement has to say. When it fits your narrative, I guess it's okay, right? Capitol Police Colonel Anthony Pike said after the vote that he made no recommendations on whether guns should be banned, only on how to implement the ban that Democrats wanted. The new policy, it'll require everyone entering the Capitol, except for lawmakers, to go through a metal detector. Except for lawmakers. Because, you know, lawmakers never snap. They can never go crazy. They're well-grounded people. I mean, come on. What would make you think like an AOC, a Pelosi, a Sheila Jackson Lee? What would make you think that they're whacked? GOP lawmakers accuse Democrats of rushing through an unnecessary policy. That's true. And then they blame the Capitol Police for it. This is what they do all the time. It was a deliberate misrepresentation, said GOP delegate Kirk Cox. And there's no way around it. They can't say that the Capitol Police were asking for it. Republicans said visitors to the Capitol, lawmakers should be able to choose to protect themselves if they see fit. Some GOP lawmakers routinely carry guns while at the legislature. One of them, Republican Senator Amanda Chase, said she would not say whether she would comply with the new rule. Virginia's Constitution blocks lawmakers from being arrested during legislative sessions, except for egregious crimes. Well, see, but that's the problem. What's the egregious crime? Well, who's going to decide what that is? Would it be the governor? The head of the Capitol Police. They said they wouldn't arrest any lawmaker who violated a gun ban. Period. Previously, anyone with a valid concealed handgun permit was allowed to bring a gun to the Capitol. Weapons were banned in certain parts of the building, which was designed by President Thomas Jefferson, including the Senate Gallery and Governor's Office. I mean, think about that. Founding Fathers in Virginia. The place that, you know, I mean, seriously. This is amazing to me. Well, but I guess back then they needed guns. We don't need them anymore. Just ask the people of, you know, Venezuela and the Germans. I mean, seriously, not a big deal, right? In 2006, a Republican delegate's handgun accidentally discharged in his office. It was stopped by a bulletproof vest hanging on the door. And in 2017, a Republican state senator left his gun behind in a conference room. What are you doing taking it off? Right? And I'm sorry, the Republican delegate's handgun accidentally discharged in his... No, it didn't. He was cleaning it, playing with it, putting it down, didn't have the safety on. You know, I mean, seriously, again, how about people take responsibility for the dumb things they do? Why don't we start there? Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Now, I want you to think about something. This is the same guy, right? This is the same guy that said that, you know, you can kill babies after they were born. The debate on whether to ban guns in the Capitol is part of a larger fight over guns. This is going to, I mean, Virginia is going to be the really the fighting ground. The first shot being fired there. With a full majority at the State House for the first time in a generation, Democrats have promised significant new gun restrictions. Now, think about that. So the Democrats have, all right, well, we'll give, I mean, my God, you guys, I say I feel sorry for you. But you can look at California and see what it's like. You can look at Chicago. You can look at New York. And if you couldn't figure out what was going to happen to you guys, even with what these people were saying before they got elected, you deserve what you voted for. It's really that simple. Democrats have promised significant new gun restrictions, including universal background check. They do that already. A ban on assault weapons. Well, you got to call it an assault weapon. Is red flag laws are dangerous. I've come to agree with some of my right-wing friends, and I'm not talking about my far right-wing friends, but really, because they're so gray. Those laws are in such a gray state that it makes it really scary, really hard for wanting to agree with those. It would allow authorities to temporarily take guns away from anyone deemed to be dangerous to themselves or others. But what is the guideline? Right? No, come on, think about it. What's the guideline for the red flag law? Do we have to have a group of psychologists say that that person's whacked and should have known guns as a cop? Decide that when he shows up on the scene? Gun owners are demanding that local government officials establish sanctuaries for gun rights. More than 100 counties, cities, and towns have declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary. They vowed to oppose any new unconstitutional restriction on guns. And the beauty behind this is pretty much every sheriff and police chief in those areas said they would not enforce a law that was against the Second Amendment. God bless them. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that his state will now reject the resettling of new refugees, making it the first in the nation to do so following a Trump administration order granting local governments such authority. The governor wrote in a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Texas cannot consent to initial refugee resettlement for fiscal year 2020. He said more refugees have been received in Texas than any other state. Governors in 42 other states say they will consent to allowing more refugees. And in September, Trump announced the U.S. would receive only 18,000 refugees in fiscal year 2020, a historic low since the program began in 1980. The president also ordered that refugees would be resettled in jurisdictions where state and local governments consented to receive them. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. All right, a little bit of dancing going on to get back. Sit down, listen, relax. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, if you want a text alert, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Also, I mean, we just got so much going on. Seriously. You know, hop up on the website. You give me your email address. You can read the stories. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Don't just sit behind your keyboard on Facebook, pounding away, telling everybody how wrong they are. You need to actually do something, okay? Listen, I couldn't believe, you know, one of my arguments forever has been the inability of young people, college students, to say they don't know. They don't have enough information, they don't know, they don't understand, whatever. And if you go to campusreform.org, story after story after story bears that out for me anyway. Because you see the look on their faces in the videos, and they're asked questions they obviously do not know the answer to, but they love to get to go, look, you know what, I'm not informed enough to say anything. They still respond. I do not get it. So campus reform went out on several college campuses, and to hear what students had to say about the Soleimani death, and it's going to disgust you. Unless you're brain dead, it's going to disgust you. Like I said, campus reform. Great place to go. Campusreform.org.
Hi, I'm Eduardo Noret with Campus Reform. Today we're at Georgetown University getting student reactions to the death of Iranian General Soleimani. So what are your thoughts on the U.S. strike against Iranian General Soleimani?
I think that the United States was founded on... the United States has a history of violence against non-white people, and that violence has manifested in various ways.
You know where she was going, right? That we founded this country on violence. Just amazing. See, this is why I keep telling you, conservatives, you need to get teachers' degrees. You need to go out there. You need to get credentialed. You need to teach these poor kids the truth.
And to see how that extends into how they interact with foreign policy, I think is really informative. And I think that coming from the position of recognizing that the United States, like, is a white supremacist state and does operate in the interest of white supremacy.
I'm sorry. Can you tell she's been to college? Can you tell she's been indoctrinated? I mean, listen to the words that she's using. Listen to how she's laying this out. This is not something a student comes up with off the top of their head. This country was not founded on white supremacy. This country was not founded for white people only. Right?
The majority of the time.
So do you think it was based on racism in a degree?
Oh, I 100%. I think that most decisions that the United States government makes are based on their allegiance to white supremacy and white supremacy.
You think she would have said the same thing with Obama? Because she's saying the United States, the decisions that the United States makes. And what the one I love, though, is it's 100% of most of the decisions. That doesn't fit. 100% is all. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she flunked algebra. I don't know.
Supremacist issues. I'm one of the few Shia Muslims on this campus. So it was a little bit devastating for me. To be honest with you, to be very frank, like, my family was, like, devastated. Like, I went to my mosque that day for Friday prayer, and they were, like, mourning the death of him as, like, a martyr.
I was shocked and kind of then after that immediately disgusted that Trump had done that. Don't have the moral authority, and certainly Trump himself doesn't have the ability to do that.
I certainly feel for the Iranian people.
It was such a...
They have no clues what's going on. And the other young lady said that, I mean, she's in college, remember, right? She's saying that Trump doesn't have the authority to do that. Really? Did Obama have the authority to do it? I mean, these kids, they're being indoctrinated by the professors because we're not taking our rightful places. Because conservatives aren't in places of education.
Big official that it meant a lot of people. So to kill someone like that so brutally all of a sudden.
So brutally. Yes, it was very brutal. And all of a sudden, really? How come none of them have mentioned how many Americans he killed? Hundreds of Americans. You know why? Because their professors didn't say anything.
Obviously, it's something that hurts. What I've been hearing in, like, my mosque and amongst my family is that, like, he was someone that stood up for the oppressed. The oppressed in this case were, like, largely, like, the Shia Muslims. There's a lot of, like, sentimental feelings going on, and I want to be able to, like, empathize with that. And I think it's definitely, like, something to empathize about.
Okay, but empathize with what? Empathize with him killing people? Right? I mean, no, come on, seriously. How about Osama bin Laden? Didn't one of his kids or both of his kids see him get killed? Don't you empathize with that? The
United States is not, like, innocent. I mean, really, Western imperialism, you can see the impacts of that.
Other nations. There's the word, Western imperialism. And where do they get that? From the hardcore, left-leaning lunatic professors that are at these schools, where you're wasting your hard-earned... First of all, if it's a public school, public college, and it's subsidized by the government, you're wasting hard-earned tax dollars. If it's a private college, you're paying big bucks to go there. I don't know how you made your money, because you can't be that swift. Seriously. If you think these kids are going to grow out of this, look at who's teaching schools. Look at who's out and about. That night, there was one night I was on CNN with the woman who supposedly took out Bill O'Reilly, okay? And when I was talking with her in the green room, she said she thought about running for office, all right? Now, she was a pretty young lady, and she knew it, very much so. And she said, but I knew I could reach more, I could turn more, I could mold more as a professor. They know what they're doing. And they're willing to give up. They're willing to sacrifice. Are you? Where are the conservatives in this fight? That's what I want to know. Where are you? Where are you hiding?
In a lot of different ways.
I think no matter what you do, no matter how, like, all the crimes you can commit, you still deserve the right to a trial. I don't think that just applies to Americans.
And everyone was talking about how maybe this kid kind of, like, it was just kind of used to, like, adhere his impeachment and, like, distract from it.
I think he got what was coming to him, to be honest, because he was running terrorist operations in Iraq and cooperating with Shia militant groups. So
the American people are not innocent. And like, ask someone who's living in, you know, America, like, just by virtue of being a citizen here, like, it, I mean, really requires an apology and requires not just an apology, but also acts of solidarity. And
ask an American citizen, or ask somebody living here about this. Let me tell you what, you are sheltered on your little pretty college campus that you spent all this money, your parents have spent all this money to go to, not you. Right? Now you go into this college, you're being sheltered, somebody's paying for your overhead in most cases, and you're going and you're talking about how oppressive it is here. Let me tell you what, ladies, because most of them are women, why don't you go back to the country that your family originally came from, okay? Or go to the country of your ancestry. Or go to those countries where you're feeling bad for the people there, like Iran. And as a woman, let's see how much freedom you have. Let's see really what you're treated like. Maybe you need a clue. Maybe that's what the problem is. You don't have enough of a clue as to what real oppression is all about.
And so he's seen as a hero largely because he fought back against ISIS. Leads me to question a lot about what Americans have been saying. And so I've also been trying to do my own research to see what I think about it. I've definitely not reached a consensus yet.
Should Americans send condolences for the death of Soleimani?
Well, I don't know very much about Soleimani as a person in general or what his impact has been on the region and the country itself. I'm definitely for a de-escalation of the conflict, though.
I don't know. I would send my condolences. Like, I'm sorry, this is not what America is. And I would just want to differentiate the American people from the American president.
There's nothing wrong with showing condolences to them in the sense that we're worried about their safety, because we know that if there were to be an escalation of...
Do they not understand that this guy was killing thousands of people? Did they not understand that he just finished killing 1,500 people, or 1,500 plus, actually, of Iranians that were protesting? Maybe they need to go protest alongside the Iranians and see what happens. They need a reality check. I don't know how you give it to them, but they need a reality check. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-FREAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of, like I said, part of the conversation. I'm floored. We're doing a piece from Campus Reform, and it's a clip that they have, and they're out at a university, and they're talking about what happened with Soleimani, okay? And they're just saying, you know, how do you feel about the death of so-and-so? These kids have no clue as to who this guy is. They've been told by their professors, I guess he's some kind of freedom fighter, or he was a dignitary for the Iranian government. If that was the case, if he truly is a dignitary for the Iranian government and he's been plotting against America, he's been plotting against our embassies, then you know what? He deserved to die. And Iran deserves to pay for it. It's really that simple. If he wasn't affiliated with the Iranian government, then he truly is a terrorist, and he also deserved what he got. But these kids have no clue who he is. They don't know what he stood for. All they believe, all they've been told, all they're listening to is how the Americans assassinated a dignitary from Iran. If this was an Iranian dignitary, we should have absolutely nothing to do with their government. You know, NATO needs to step in and make this the next Great Lake.
you know, it could harm the Iranian citizens. In Iran, a lot of the citizens really don't know the extent of what's happening on the outside of it because they're being told. So in my opinion, I feel like simply saying sorry to them is okay. You know, just like, maybe like, just sorry that we infringed on your sovereignty in a sense, but not sorry that, like, you know, this person was eliminated.
Actually, we didn't infringe on Iranian sovereignty. Not at all. If we infringed, if, notice they say if, it's a big four-story if, we infringed on anybody's sovereignty, it was Iraq. At least get it right. And then, didn't the Iranians do the same thing? When they're sending missiles in and through Iraq to the bases where there are Iraqi soldiers, not just American soldiers, but Iraqi soldiers. Does this not paint a picture for you? Or is it okay to lash out because you're mad? Ask it for a friend.
Because he's not a very good man.
I think people have the right to their opinion. I think if they do want to send their condolences, they should.
I really don't think that the U.S. should have, you know, type of like hitman presence where we take out other countries' generals without, you know, diplomacy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because that's what we did. You know, we run around the world. We take out these generals. We just, you know, if we don't like them or we think they're kind of miserable and nasty, that's what we do. Yeah.
No, I feel bad. Like, again, I don't believe, like, anyone has the right to take another life, just, like, as a Catholic and whatever, but
as a Catholic and whatever, nobody has a right to take another life. Do you believe in abortion, honey? That's what I want to know. Or is that not a life? And I love how they throw out these things. As a Catholic, as a this, as a that. Well, do you really even know what that means?
I think military is just really complex, and maybe that's, like, the only way they could have protected a lot of other people. I mean, I want to be there for the people who, I guess, loved this general, but also, like,
Nobody loved the general but the mullahs. Hello?
I really don't know how bad he is.
He was one of the most feared guys in Iran. He's known for being a terrorist. He's known for his, you know, I mean, him and Raul Castro, I mean, frankly, he probably makes Raul Castro look like a Boy Scout. And Raul's considered one of the nastiest monsters there is on the planet. You know, remember the one that Obama was sitting next to doing the wave at the baseball game? Remember that? That was okay, I guess.
I've heard he was there in Iraq to plan more, like, missile attacks and bombings on U.S. Troops in the area. So, I mean, if that was true, then definitely I'm supporting taking him out.
I'd like to think about twice. You know, I'd like to lay hands on him, raise him from the dead, and then take him out again. I mean, they should have blown him apart. This is craziness. Again, 600 plus that we know of. American soldiers, male and female, ladies. He's going after the women, hello? Oh, yeah, okay, those are, well, they're military women, probably Republican women. You don't care about them. I got it.
Continuing the exploitative history of the U.S. and how it thinks it's invulnerable to other nations and can treat the world as its playground.
As I go to the school on grants from American U.S. dollars and tax dollars, and because, you know, we're... Oh, come on, stop it!
I really can't.
I am floored and speechless. I have to say, I'm on the floor speechless. Go figure that one out. It's just amazing. And it never, and the damage that we have allowed education to do to our kids, I'm serious. I mean, when you get in front of God, you're going to be able to say, I did everything I could to make sure the kids knew the truth about you, knew the truth about our country. What do you think? Unreal. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I did this again. Drives me out of my mind when I see this stuff. How about this one? This one gets even better. And this is why I say we have to take our place in education. We have to take our righteous place in education. If you think about something, it's funny how the libs want to wipe out God. They want to wipe out anything to do with religion. And yet our founding fathers made it a point and the most important document, in the first few lines of the most important document in the history of the country, to call out the Creator, call out the rights that He gave us, and the ability of what we're supposed to be doing. See what I mean? And yet we have to yank Him out of everything. We can't have everything. Our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with it. They can't prove any of that. Remember, they base everything they say about separation of church and state on one letter written by Thomas Jefferson. Wasn't even in the Constitution. One letter written by Thomas Jefferson to a church pastor. Do you guys know that? That's what that is all about, the separation of church and state. The comment that he made in there, and he wasn't talking about that religion wouldn't be tolerated. The churches were worried that the state and or the federal government was going to force them to believe a certain way. I mean, do your history and find out what brought about Protestantism. Right? What was it, King Henry? The Pope wouldn't let him divorce his women anymore, his wives. So he just kept killing them. That was easier that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for later. Anyway, and now you've got these young Americans that say there's so many other countries that are better than ours. I'd like to know why they think they're better. In a recent Pew Research poll, 47% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning Americans between the ages of 19 and 29, they prefer other countries over the U.S., while 19% of Republicans within the same age group agree. The poll showed that 36% of this age group say other countries are greater than the U.S. You know why? Because it's free everything, right? I'm sure that's why they think it's so good. We are the freest country on the planet. We were losing those freedoms under Obama and that team. But we are and have maintained being the freest country on the planet. Survey was conducted as part of a larger Pew Research study. That goes back to September. About partisanship as a dividing line in American public political attitudes, if you would. The findings showed that within the age group of 19 to 29, 47% of adult Democrat and Democrat-leaning individuals believe that there are other countries that are better than the U.S. And again, the same age group, 19% of Republicans and Republican-leaning individuals agreed with that. Now, that left 53% of young Democrats who prefer the United States to any other country, while 81% of young Republicans favor America over other countries. So where are they getting this information? Where are they getting their feelings for this, right? The same survey found that 36% of all young Americans within the ages of 19 to 29 believe other countries are better. Right? That leaves only about 64% who believe in American exceptionalism. Look, if you don't believe in American exceptionalism, it's because you don't have enough old-timers around you. You know, you millennials that I hear on a regular basis cursing the old people, yeah, that's going to be a problem for you later on because you don't get it. You don't understand what was given up. Who fought for you to have a right to do what you're doing? Who fought for you to make fun of the old people, to make fun of the government, to dress the way you want to dress? Ladies, you keep making fun of us. You keep making fun of conservatives. You keep making fun of this country. You know what? Go to Iran. Go to the Saudis. Why don't you go there and see how they let you dress? See what they think of you. See, just again, through everything, just see what rights you have there. I would love for that to happen. I would love for you to really get an understanding of what this is all about. For those of you who think that Venezuela and that kind of lifestyle has it all together, there's a bunch of us that are willing to put up the money to put you all on a plane and send you there. You think it's so great, but you can't come back. You go, you stay. Because it's so wonderful, why would you want to come back? Show me senior host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, donate a few bucks, check out the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.